Chapter 1. How I Became a Superhero by Mason Brady. I'm Mason Brady, and that's the title of the paper I'd like to write for Mrs. Stuckhouse, my sixth grade teacher. It's an exciting story, with lots of adventure and surprises, and trust me, all kinds of danger. And I'm sure I would get an A+, or at least an A on it, but of course, I can't write it. Because it's the truth. It has to remain a big, fat superhero secret. If I tell anyone, I will lose all my powers. And then where would I be? Doomed. And my enemies would celebrate. My secret identity has to remain hush-hush. Actually, I'm not even sure about it myself. I mean, it's very confusing. How many 12-year-olds have to worry about a secret identity? Okay, let's put it this way. I'm trying to figure out how to tell you about who I was and who I am now and what happened in between. Well, start at the beginning, Mason. That's how I talk to myself sometimes. It helps me untangle my thoughts. So here goes. The story starts at my favorite place on Earth, the Comic Book Characters Hall of Fame Museum. The museum is actually an old mansion located at the edge of Fargo Hills, about an hour's drive from my house. It's high on a hill, surrounded by tall, bending trees that cast the entire building in dark shadow. It has a round stone tower on one end and several chimneys sticking up on its slanting roof. I think it looks more like a castle than a house. As Dad pulled the car into the parking lot, my heart was pounding. It was like a drumbeat. I could hear it bumping in my ears. That's how excited I was. My 10-year-old sister, Stella, sat next to me in the back seat. She was pretending to be excited, too. She likes to make me nuts by copying me all the time. Stella isn't into comic books or superheroes one bit. She doesn't even know who the Avengers are. I asked her to name them, and she just giggled. Even her looks copy me. We're both tall. We both have short black hair and dark eyes and serious faces. Why does she have to look like me? It's so annoying. For the whole drive, she kept poking me and asking dumb questions.
Mason, would you rather have the power to fly or be invisible?
I pushed her away. I don't want to play that game, Stella. She grinned at me.
If you were a superhero, what color costume would you wear?
I knew she was only asking the questions to drive me crazy. She didn't even wait to hear my answers.
What would your superhero name be, Mason? Would you rather be good or evil? What special power would you have?
The power to make you shut up, I replied.
Stop that, Mason, Mom snapped.
She twisted around in the passenger seat.
Stella is trying to have a conversation with you.
No, she isn't, I said. She's just being a pest. She isn't into comics at all.
Well, you can teach her, Dad said.
He always takes Stella's side. She's his little princess.
You can be her tour guide, Mom said.
I groaned. What can you say after a horrible idea like that? I'm very serious about superheroes and comic book art. I draw my own comic strips, and I think I'm getting better and better.
My superhero? It's called Double Header.
That's because he has two heads. One head is good, the other head is evil.
I think Double Header is the first two-headed superhero in history.
I show my comic drawings to my friends at school. They all say I'm a genius. I can't tell if they're being sarcastic or not. Sarcastic was one of our vocabulary words, and it's a good one. I use it a lot. I showed one of my comics to Mrs. Stuckhouse, and she said, "Wonderful, wonderful," but she was in a hurry and hardly looked at it. I gazed out the window as we pulled into the museum parking lot.
Wow!
I couldn't help but let out a cry when I spotted the tall bronze statue at the entrance, the statue of the Silver Centipede. The Silver Centipede was the first superhero inducted into the Hall of Fame. And the Man of 100 Legs, as he is known, became the symbol of the museum. One of my most awesome t-shirts has the big silvery centipede on the front. I don't wear it very often. It's too valuable. I've tried drawing